Great. All right. I take it I can live. Can you hear me in the back? All right. Over the techno music. Sweet. All right. So I'm going to get this going because I've got hopefully a good bit to go through. I'm going to be talking about what is new in Office UI Fabric. Who here has used Office UI Fabric before? Familiar with it? So we've got some familiar, some that are not, which is perfect because I want to take a real quick moment to walk through what is Fabric. What are we talking about today? For one, you can get lots of info at dev.office.com/fabric. There's actually an Office UI Fabric booth just right over yonder that I'll be at all of today and all of tomorrow. So if you do want to dive into it, there's a link to do it, but let me give you a quick overview. Office UI Fabric is the official front-end framework that we use inside of Office and inside of Office 365 applications. These are the same tools that we use for our applications as well as we provide for third-party applications. So inside of that, we have tools for designers that want to build experiences. We've got documentation that covers our fonts, our colors, animations, icons, those types of things, all documented there. And then we also have the code samples, examples, what to do, what not to do, all these things that should help a developer get in the code and start using the code rather quickly. So that is Fabric. Fabric has come a long way in the last couple of years. Even since just last year, a major change to Fabric has been that we have migrated a majority of our Fabric work into Fabric React. We found that React has been an incredible platform for us to build applications on top of, and a majority of our applications, our web applications, are actually moving into React. So if you're using OneNote, if you are OneDrive, if you're using SharePoint, VSTS, Outlook, we're all starting to get into the single common code base, which is a great opportunity because that allows us to work within that single code base with shared components and shared controls. So Fabric React now is a full set, dozens of full-featured components. These components include icons, colors, animations, and fonts. We have features such as virtualizing your lists. So if you say you have a list of 1,000 elements, 10,000 elements, we don't load all those on the screen. We just load what we need to on the screen and then bring more in as the user scrolls. And the great thing about this is you don't have to write this. You use our controls and you automatically get this type of functionality built in. Same thing with keyboard and screen reader support. If you ever go to OneDrive and you are mousing through or keyboarding through files there, holding shift, up arrow, down arrow, those types of things, or multi-select, that is a Fabric component doing all of that logic. Selecting logic, clicking logic, multiple selection logic, marquee selection. Those are all elements that are right inside of our Fabric components that are used inside of our first party applications, as well as is available open source to all of our third party developers as well. All of these controls are used in our product, where basically we build controls that we need to use in our product. So as we use them, we constantly get feedback on those controls, and we are able to find bugs. We get pull requests from various products within our company. It's a very federated system where lots of people are able to use those controls, find issues with those controls, as well as provide fixes to those. And these are all created in the open. As we have issues, as we have pull requests, those are on GitHub. Those aren't hidden behind some curtain and finally unveiled to people. These are things that we created in the open with support from our third-party developers as well as first-party developers. And as I said, Fabric is used all throughout our Office 365 set of applications. Whether you are in Outlook or OneDrive or SharePoint, MyLIQ has done an amazing job using our controls. If you go in there, you see they've done a great job of skinning our controls to make them very personal to them, but underneath, it's still the same Fabric React driving all those experiences. So these are first-party experiences, but you might also see them in our SharePoint web parts. If you're using SharePoint web parts or building SharePoint web parts, you can use Fabric and Fabric React today. If you're building Office add-ins, it's the exact same experience. You can use Office Fabric React components right inside of your Office add-ins, and they've made it extremely easy to do it. So a couple things to talk about what's coming in the future. I've kind of talked about what Fabric, the foundation of it, what's happened over the last year, but also talk about what's going to be happening in the near future. We spend a lot of time thinking about what is our story for designers into development, into production. And one of the challenges was trying to design with these pieces. How do we get all these assets and pull them together and create something with all the icons and components and various states? There's a lot of applications out there. You might use Sketch on the Mac. Unfortunately, it's only Mac, which presents a problem, as it's a really popular designer tool. But we needed to make sure it was something that was going to be able to be used by any developer that wanted to do it. So we've moved and gravitated over to Adobe XD, which is a great prototyping tool that allows us to create basically a library, a toolkit of all our components. So you can pull those pieces together, create new experiences out of them, and also maintain font sizes, colors, all of the detail of each of the components. So when you pass it off to your developer, the developer has all the details they need to actually implement that properly. It's not red lines, it's not just the image on the page, it's an actual component inside of Adobe XD. It gives you a lot of information. If you haven't played with it yet, definitely check it out. It's still a new product, but they're growing really fast. They are listening to client needs and moving very quickly. I realize I have these slides. So these are. This is a screenshot from a set of our components. We've got them organized in the design language, basic inputs, navigation, further on down the row. As you see, when you zoom into one of them, you can see all of our components in the various states and the various variations, as well as when you click on one, you get some detail panels about font size, the fill color, the background color, the line height, the font that's being used, the size of it. So all of this is really replacing all of our needs for red lines. We don't need to write the fact that this is 16 pixels between one thing and another. We'd actually build it, inspect it, and find those values automatically. This is going to be a huge boost. We're still working on this as we speak, but I'm sure very soon we're going to have this available to the public so that if you are building with Fabric React, you will have access to these, and you can build those experiences before you pass it off to your developers. You might also hear sometime in these next couple days some updates to our design language. I don't know if it's been spoken yet, so I don't want to say too much about it, but we are doing some major updates to the design language and that experience that you're going to have when using Office 365 products. We are planning and already experimenting, and you can probably find some demos around at our booth, how we can start incorporating some of those new design techniques into our components as well. So the great thing is, we are going to be then updating all of these components to be using all of these new design system features. So you don't have to do a thing. When you move from our current design system to the next design language, you will get those things automatically as we push those new updates out. And you can see those coming down the pike in our open source. So how am I doing on time? 7 minutes, sweet. Okay, or 7 minutes in, going well. Using Fabric React today, it's available today, it's robust today. It is used inside of applications that people are using right now. These are components that are battle tested, they're still being improved, but they are definitely used in production and you can feel confident using them in production as well. A couple different ways you can do that, I kind of mentioned before, but I want to give some details about it. The first one is if you work inside of SharePoint and you are making web parts for SharePoint, you can use Fabric React today by installing, make sure you have Yeoman and Gulp, this first line up there, installing the generator SharePoint from the Microsoft domain there, and then just running Yeoman by Yo at Microsoft SharePoint, and it's gonna walk you through some steps of like, you know, name your component and so on and so forth. There's gonna be one option down there to select your framework, select React. And when you do so, you're automatically going to get Fabric pulled into your application and set up all ready to use. And I'm going to show an example of it just a little bit. They'll be quite similar, how you can pull those components in and use them. In the same way, Office add-ins just recently, really within, I think, this last week, have updated their generator as well to supply a React framework option. So if you're building Office add-ins and you want to use all of these components, I'm going to demo in just a little bit, you can use that generator and scaffold your own Office add-in with Fabric React built directly into it. But say you're just building an application, say like an Office 365 graph-connected application, or just an application. This is open source. Feel free. Use it, tinker, play with it. You can do so just by really any React application and pulling that in. I'm going to demo doing it with a Create React app, which is a very simple scaffolding that will get you Webpack set up, get your dev environment set up, and basically get all the pieces you need to be able to have an application running. It's a great place to start if you've never used React before, because all of the kind of the hard plumbing piece is already done for you, and you can get right to coding. So I'm actually going to do that with this demo here real quick. So if you want to take a screenshot of that, this is on my GitHub. I pushed it up there. It's nothing fancy, but if you want to play with it yourself, GitHub/MicahGodbolt, build 2017-fabric-demo. You can pull that code down and do this, check the code out yourself. All right, so that's that. And with 10 minutes, I'm going to jump into some code. All right, so when you start out, this is what you get when you do the Create React app. I'll show you the sidebar here. App CSS, app.js, an index file, index.js, a very simple application that will get you this on the left. So to go from this to using Fabric React is very, very simple. I'm going to kind of walk through a bunch of the steps. So to do so, I'm going to jump to my first step here. So I'm basically jumping through some branches within this. So if you come in here, there's branches 1 through 5. Each one is kind of each of the steps here, because I don't want a live code, and I don't think you want to watch me do it either. So the first thing that I did is either through an npm install or just by adding this to your dependencies, you just need Office UI Fabric Core, which is basically our fonts and icons and those types of assets, as well as Office UI Fabric React. Those are the only two elements I added on there. You can do an npm install for those, or just add it to your package.json. And that's going to pull in everything you need to run this Fabric React application. So jumping over back to the app, I've added a few things on here, because you can see my app changed on the left. I've imported fabric.min.css. Again, that just kind of pulls in our fonts, pulls in our icons, which aren't working at the moment because they're pulling from a CDN, which, of course, I'm not connected to because of conference Wi-Fi. But they should work for you back at home. I've also imported some components. So we're importing Fabric, which is kind of our generic wrapper that goes around the application, as well as text field, primary button, checkbox, and a progress indicator. And that's what I'm going to use through the rest of this demo. So for a React application, all I've done is I've yanked out the contents in here and replaced it with this text field. Text field takes a label, and in this case, I'm also going to give it a reference so that later on I can refer back to the content that's inside of it. And next step. Next thing I want to do is I want to add a quick button to my UI. I'm going to make this a little bigger inside. Cool. And inside that button, I've added an icon, which unfortunately is not showing up again because we're not able to load those fonts. That's what I found out today trying to test it on the Wi-Fi. But you can see you can pass in props for the icon, pass in your text as well as an onClick. Right now I'm just going to do it as an alert, so you can see I can type in here. Hello build. You can see I've got I tab down to the button. You can see we've got focus rectangles around that. I can go hello build. We've got a quick alert going on there. Of course, that's not much of an application, so let's jump to step 3. What I want to do is every time I click that button, I want that to go into state. If you've used React before, it's got this great concept called state. You're able to change it anytime. And anytime your state changes, it automatically updates the rest of your application. So with a quick constructor up at top, I'm able to add a to-do state, which is really just a string at this point. I'm trying to keep it really simple. And whenever I click the primary button, I'm going to add a to-do, which is a real simple function down here that says set state to whatever to-do is. Get fabric. And I have a to-do. All right, go get fabric. There's my to-do. If I tab down, you can see I get my focus rectangle there. And then I just have on my checkbox, you can see the label is actually coming from that to-do. And the on change is just alert. It's been removed. Of course, that's not a to-do app. So let's actually get to a to-do app. Let's go to number 4. Great. So I've got one more function here just called remove to do. That's just going to set the state back to none, back to null. And that's going to get rid of the to-do. I also put a quick check around my checkbox. So only shows up if there is a to-do. So I'm just using state basically to show and hide things. So when I say get fabric and add a to-do, you can see it drops in there. When I tab down to it and hit spacebar, it disappears. So with 50 lines of code, some fabric components, you're able to build this obviously very simple single to-do app. But here it is. To add one more step, just because we can, we had a progress indicator in here. Someone have a progress indicator in here. Let me refresh this. Yeah, it works. So this progress indicator basically says, you know, it can take a percentage and it has the indicator going across. And at this point, it's basically set, the label is some string concatenation to percentage done. And the percentage complete is, if I have a to-do, it's zero. If I have a to-do, it's one. If I don't have a to-do, it's zero. And we just use that to set the percentage complete. So when I get fabric and add a to-do, you can see a nice little animation in there. Those animations are built directly into these components. And when I go and complete my to-do, you can see I go back to 100% complete. This is all with the components that are built into Fabric React. All I've done here is I've imported some components from Office UI Fabric React and use those inside this application. There's nothing Office about this. There's no third-party database to access. There's really nothing you need to do to start using these components in any project that you have, whether that's some Office 365 graph-connected application, an Office add-in, or a SharePoint web part. So this is Office UI Fabric. We are right in that booth over there. We'd be happy to show you documentation, walk through how to build some of these things. And if you want to dive in this a little bit further, we also have a Quick Start Challenge over in the Quick Start Challenge area, where you can build something like this with actually even a little bit more fidelity, supporting multiple to-dos and all those types of things. So you can get down and get inside that code and actually build one for yourself. So I have 4 minutes. Should I take a question if there are any? Otherwise, yeah. I'll be back over in the Office UI Fabric booth. And thanks for stopping by to see what's new in Office UI Fabric.